everyone. It's the Three Musketeers here, back with another podcast. This week we are covering Taylor Swift's fourth album, Red.
The album Red came out in October of 2012 and was re-recorded and re-released in November of 2021. In January 2011, Taylor and Jake Gyllenhaal ended their four-month-long relationship. We are then given the album as a result of all the pain and regret stemming from the relationship. Their breakup was said to be caused by the uncomfortable age gap between them, and we see this reflected in many of the songs on the album. Immaturity and heartbreak are the main themes of the tracks.
Man, talk about heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. For real. Now, let's move on to the extreme genre change Taylor took when making this album. The three albums we have from her before were very much a country vibe and were filled with instruments like bass, fiddle, and banjo. Nothing like the 1980s pop sounds we're getting from Red. Taylor says one source of inspiration for the album came from the famous Joni Mitchell. Her switching genres was a risky move, considering she grew her fame from her first three country albums and had never done pop before.
However, it worked out for the better. Her album was a hit and grew her audience to country and pop lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I like country and pop. What about y'all?
Amen.
Me too.
Because of the genre change from country to pop, we hear a whole new set of instruments and sounds. She replaces the fiddle and banjo with the keyboard and electric elements. She duets with pop artists like Ed Sheeran to also help create her new sound, as well as writing songs with catchy melodies and upbeat verses. However, despite the genre change, she still uses her skills of storytelling and creates a scene for listeners through each song. This album is oftentimes referred to as the perfect fall album because of her imagery of colorful falling leaves in Red and All Too Well. Fall is also associated with change and new beginnings, which we explore in Everything Has Changed and Begin Again. And again in All Too Well, when she sings about seasons changing and her scarf. Not to mention the album was released in October. Perfect timing for everyone to enjoy the fall festivities whilst listening to her new album. I don't know about y'all, but I personally love re-listening to this album during the fall seasons.
Me too.
You can say that again. I love the imagery and symbolism used in the Begin Again lyric video. Throughout the video, a seed sprouts from the ground into a beautiful flower. The song is about how hard it is and how good it feels to begin again. Like the flower, fully sprouted at the end, it is all worth starting something new in the hopes of something just as beautiful.
That was really beautiful, Rudy.
Mm-hmm. It was deep. Now, for everyone's favorite part of the podcast, the song analysis portion. The song of the week is... Everything Has Changed!
I like how she incorporates the genres of country, indie, folk, and pop into this song. Ed Sheeran has the same sound in his earlier music, which is definitely why she chose Ed to duet on this track. When singing in unison, their voices complement each other very well, which makes for the perfect duet.
I agree.
I love me some Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm. What I think makes this song sound so good is the chemistry between Ed and Tay Tay. Taylor has even said that Ed is one of her best friends, as well as like a second brother of her. And the audience is definitely able to pick up on that from their collaboration.
This song has always been one of my favorites, and not even just from the Red album, but one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs ever. I think I really loved it because despite Red being a pretty sad, gut-wrenching, wrenching album, this song still feels light and has more of a love song vibe to it. I really enjoy how the song starts out with a short ballad of just simple guitar and then creates an image of how being with someone you love is simple and easy. I also really enjoy how the beat picks up with a little bit of drums when the chorus hits, and then how it disappears to only guitar again when the bridge comes. Like I said before, the sound and rhythm of this song create a very light, fluffy feel that makes you want to dance in the pouring rain. Get it? I think the main theme of the song is just how quickly your life can change when you meet someone and how your thoughts are completely taken over with any detail you can remember about them. And all you want to do is care for them and get to know everything about them and never have to know what life is like without them.
Lastly, that was really deep.
Thank you.
Lastly, we're going to discuss the most recent news with the Red album, which is Taylor's Version. Taylor's Version was released in November of 2021. Taylor gave us 9 songs from the vault, sending fans into an excited frenzy to listen and memorize the new tracks. Following the Fearless and Speak Now, Red was the 3rd album she re-recorded and released. It was announced in June of 2021, creating a long 5 months of waiting for fans. I wonder what the long wait was for. Maybe she was recording and directing a short movie based on one of her songs.
Maybe.
A song that she somehow turned into a beautiful and deep 10-minute ballad.
10 minutes of pure bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the new All Too Well 10-minute version, we also get songs like Better Man, Babe, Forever Winter, and so many more deep songs reflecting on the betrayal of a lover and heartbreak, as if we weren't sad enough after the first 16 songs. We also get to see her duet with Ed Sheeran again, the amazing Phoebe Bridgers, and Chris Stapleton.
Even though we are getting 9 new songs, we still see the same imagery used in the original 16. In Forever Winter, she talks about how she'll be forever winter if he goes, just like how she talked about the seasons changing, bringing sadness in the other tracks. We also hear her talk about freckles and bright eyes in Message in a Bottle, and she talks about green eyes and freckles and everything has changed.
We also need to address Taylor's amazing directing skills she used in the making of the All Too Well, the short film. There aren't many music videos that follow the lyrics of the song, at least not in the way that Taylor was able to do. Watching that music video felt like I was watching a movie. That is how good it was. The song has a story, and we were able to visualize that story throughout the music video.
It was just like a movie. It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
We also see an Easter egg or two in this short film. We see the red scarf throughout the duration of the film, following the couple around and going through all the arguments and good days that they're going through. Not to mention her purposefully choosing actors who had an obvious age difference, much like hers and Jake Gyllenhaal's. She perfectly captures All Too Well and still brings me to tears every time I rewatch it.
All in all, Taylor Swift's Red album was a huge success despite the risk she took with the genre change. It is a deep album that lots of people can relate to and re-listen to time and time again. There are deep meanings as well as light and airy songs, creating the perfect balance for an album.
We had so much fun reviewing this album and analyzing Everything Has Changed. And we hope you all had a good time listening. Hopefully we introduce new ideas as well as explain existing ones.
Check back next week for our 1989 episode, or go back to listen to old episodes. Bye!
Bye! See you
later. Don't forget, guys, like and subscribe. Peace out.
And don't forget to comment down below and enter our giveaway for a free Taylor Swift Eras Tour ticket.
Woo!